Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it might sound a little different today because I finally invested in an actual microphone with an XLR cable that is hopefully going to improve the sound, because the previous mic, it is good, but I noticed that it just had a tinniness to it. It just didn't have that rounded perfect thing. And obviously today's the first time I'm using all this equipment, so it's not perfect yet. And if you're looking on camera, you can see I have, you know, the whole new mic stand, which is gradually lowering itself and it's very annoying, but I'll figure that out as well at some point. I'm probably sitting a little bit awkwardly today, but one step at a time, you know. At least we have the equipment now. Do I sound better? Do I sound good? Right. On that note, hopefully everyone's week has been well. I did speak on the on my community post and Patreon about just generally feeling overwhelmed, because I think we had a lot of bad news last week. And I always encourage people, it's like you kind of just have to leave your house, go for a walk, because when you're in those four walls, everything feels so, what's the word, it's so overwhelming, and so you just feel trapped in it. So yeah, you know, do that and just make do. And something also that's really important, when you find out news, remember, a lot of people are doing things for engagement now. So they will make things very hyperbolic, very dramatic, a lot of fear mongering. Sometimes the reality is not as bad as what you're being told. They'll say, this is going to happen, because that's happened for a long time. And then some of the worst things don't even happen. And some of the worst things are not going to happen immediately. And also remember, there's always some people, it doesn't feel like it, but there's definitely some people still fighting the good fight in those positions of power. And they also want to keep some of their freedom. So there'll always be some balances and checks, but I also appreciate that some extreme things are going to happen. But also, change can't come without extreme things happening. We can't wish for a revolution while still going to work and still going, oh yeah, this is fine, when it's not fine. People in the past, I think, found it easier to revolutionize because they didn't have the comforts that we have now. So You should be grateful for, you should be looking forward to it. One of my friends on her podcast, she'd always say, Kelechi's on Say Your Mind, she'd always say, trees know winter is coming and they lose their leaves, but they don't cry about it because they know spring is coming as well. So the world needs to lose some of its leaves before we can sprout again in spring, and some people need to see the truth of what things are before we can all be a lot happier. So yeah, there's a silver lining in everything. We're gonna be okay, and if you're not, whatever, you know. that's just the cycle of life. Things are what they are. But anyway, speaking of things that are annoying, I was actually going to talk about something else, but I'm going to push that to next week. Today, I had to get this off my chest because you lot are fucking annoying. You lot drive me up the wall when it comes to this topic in particular, which is about minors debuting in K-pop. And it kind of links as well to what I said last week about Tarzan and how people find this cause and they suddenly just want to just go, yeah, this is my cause, this is not right. And it's just like, okay, shut up. Because someone commented an amazing comment on my Patreon, on my on my podcast episode about Tarzan. They wrote an amazing comment saying, which I never thought of it this way, some people find that this is their peak activism, so that's why they go so hard on things, because it's like, really and truly, in real life, they're probably not standing up to their boss. They're probably not standing up to their parents. They're probably not standing up to any oppressive structures. They've probably never seen a protest in their life. So when they find a cause online, they are, oh, they galvanize and they love it. So I think that's why it irritates me so much. Oh my God, also, since I just mentioned Kelechi as well, and I did write a community post about this, anyone who loves books, please order Awakened. It's her new novel. It's really amazing. It has futuristic touches to it. It talks about, it's speculative fiction, so it speaks about AI. There's a humanoid running for mayor in London. He's really hot. This main character, she discovers her kind of powers, I should say, in the midst of that, it is really good. Awakened by Kelechi Okafor. Please check it out. And also Edge of Here. So good. As a bookworm, I love books. So I'd always recommend them, not just because she's my friend. So I might talk about other books as well in the future. Anyway, yeah. So when people find these causes, they really latch onto them. And I've noticed it with this. And we did discuss it on Patreon before, on Discord, and I think on Patreon as well, because I just found it annoying. And it was regarding someone had reacted to Hearts to Hearts, and they were like, it was this, I think it was a couple, I don't know, it was two of them anyway, and they were doing like, oh, and they stopped reacting because they found out that Yeon was 14 and Ian, I guess, is 15, and they're young, and they're like all clutching their pearls. I need you lot to get a fucking grip. And don't get me wrong, yeah? Don't take this as me saying I want people to get exploited. Duh. Obviously, no one wants that. But there is such a nuance to it, and there's such a level of privilege and kind of Western exceptionalism that comes with kind of going, oh, this industry, and it's like, I wish they stopped debuting minors. I wish they stopped debuting. Let's break it all down. Yeah, let's all go through the realities and the other angles that you should consider before you spew such high horse kind of pearl clutching opinions online. Or if not, if that isn't your attention, maybe challenge your views in this way to understand that it's more than just the surface level of what you think. You know, consider this. Firstly, K-pop is made for all ages of people. Of course, there are a variety of listeners from whatever, but why shouldn't there be? It sounds crazy, but 14, 15, 16 year olds for 14, 15, and 16 year olds. I don't see an issue with that. And not all the concepts are inherently sexual either, or sexualized. Most of them keep it very young. So I don't understand why there's such a thing. As soon as you see 15 year old, meanwhile, they're doing a cute concept, you're bothered by that. That just, let me carry on my point actually before I get to that point. And then on top of that, the irony is you lot then infantilize adults. And you want them to do eggyo and cute things and youthfulness things as adults. So what do you want here? Do you want adults or not? Because when they start behaving like adults, that also bothers you, because now they're dating, you're pissed off. So where is the line here? What do you want? Is it just control that you want? Which brings me to that point, is like, how different are you from the fascists we supposedly hate? Okay, that might be extreme, but how different are you if you think how you feel should impose someone else's decisions in that way? That's crazy. So because you think kids are going to be treated a particular way, you take away their autonomy completely and say, no, you can't debut until you're 18, because once you turn 18, you're magically not exploited anymore. Like, be serious. Like, we need to be very realistic about how these things happen. And kids, and you, we were all kids as well. You were kids as well. Some of you may be kids, listen to this. But but you can't take away a kid's choice, because when they've got their own dreams and aspirations, they also want to work towards that. It's not their fault that the industry may be exploitative. It's not their fault. But mind you, exploitation does not end when you become an adult. So why not get me into that industry earlier on so I can learn and work and get my money? Maybe by the time I'm 25 or 30, I can retire. That's also a bonus that you don't consider, especially in an industry that absolutely worships youth and loves that energy. So it kind of feels unrealistic to be like complaining about that when everything else feeds into being a minor is an advantage in that context. And also another point which really irritated me as well is like, there's something very dismissive about how hard these young idols work. These 14, even 13 year olds are dancing. Oh, their discipline puts most adults to shame. Like, they're training 6 hours a day. They're doing this. They're doing vocal lessons. They're doing language lessons. They are learning how to host. They're learning how to MC. They're doing all these things. Some of them are still in school as well, mind you. They're doing all these things just for you when you've come from your RuTor job to sit on your computer and be like, no, they shouldn't debut minors whilst you're considering calling off work tomorrow. It's such a disrespect to the amount of work they're putting in. And I think in a way it's like, are you also minimizing how hard they're working? Because you can look at a 12-year-old gymnast and go, I get it. They're working hard. They deserve to do that. You're not going to say, no, the Olympics have minors in them, even though we know there are coaches that abuse young children. There are coaches that physically abuse them to the point where they're so exhausted they can't even do their art form anymore. And even though we know young athletes, their bodies they go through so much. Same with ballerinas and ballet or whatever. By the time they're 27, 28, you are done. Even though we know all that, we respect it enough to go, do you know what? Yeah, do it. Actors, consider that. How many child actors have we seen? And yes, there's been, especially in Hollywood, we've seen child actors that definitely go through a very traumatic route. But once again, that is the system. And also the system that we know. We cannot project our Western perceptions on a country that we are not in. Now, this is speaking for international fans. Of course, Korean fans will feel different. They will have a truth that we don't know and go, actually, no, it's like this and this and that. But then you look, let's be real, the adults, once again, are still not faring any better. So in some ways, I do feel like people need to give kids credit because they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for, because they could actually learn how to survive that system better if it's just part of their schooling, rather than as an adult. I think you can be a bit more naive and you're taken advantage of by the industry still anyway, because you were not prepared for long enough. So yeah, people look at child actors and they don't have that same kind of like, because once again, you appreciate that acting is this art form and there's a discipline and it's glamorized. But let's be honest, people don't care. Sports, once again, similar with the Olympics thing. You see there's under 16s, under 18s football teams, it's under this, and they all face such vitriol. Oh my God, football, and I always mention football whenever I can because I don't think it gets enough like pushback for what toxic environment it is. And yeah, the football fans get away with so much. And no one ever says, no, I don't want my child to be a footballer because the fans in Ukraine or Lithuania are going to make monkey noises at them, or in Italy. Oh, Italy loves a bit of racism. Jesus, Argentina, whoa. Anytime I mention Argentina's racism, an Argentinian always comes to go, actually, no, there's no war in Bunsing Se. Like, you cannot fool me. Anyway, people appreciate that. Maybe because also the money that they earn and the accolades that they get. That's it. I'm just thinking in real time now. Because K-pop is seen as a guilty pleasure and it's seen as something that's mainly towards children, and it's a bit too cutesy, inherently what you lot are doing is actually dismissing it as an art form, even though you love it and you claim to. You're not actually appreciating the hard work that goes into it because you do not apply the same vim in kids working in any other industry, except the obviously extremely bad ones. But we still have child models as well. Like, children actually work everywhere. in many accepted industries, kids are working, but there's never this thing of like, oh, they shouldn't do that, even when it's age appropriate. So in a way, maybe because you guys feel a sense of shame with K-pop, you then attach that shame onto these kids. Maybe that's what it is. And you don't really respect their results in the same way that you'd respect the results of an actor or a ballerina or an Olympian, because you appreciate that. You get it. Cheerleaders, and they do professional cheer. They do competitions. All those things are there. Now, on the other side, yeah, I would love for the industry to have better safeguards in place. But once again, if we were to wait for the world to become good before we allowed other people who could be vulnerable to do what they want to do, they're never going to do shit. You're not going to do shit. They're never going to do anything, because if we're being realistic, we have to kind of learn to work within this monster system that we have until things get better. Because realistically, your child comes up to you and says, let's say they're 13 and they go, I want to be an idol. And you go, okay, or I want to be a pop star. But we'll stay idol. Let's stay in one country. Before people go, oh, but you know, in America, okay, let's pretend we're all Korean. And like, your kid says they want to be an idol. Or you've moved to Korea, whatever. And they go, oh, I want to be an idol. And you go, okay, this is not ideal. I prefer you were an academic, but if it's your passion, cool. You're going to have to prove yourself. That kid is doing dancing lessons, doing singing lessons, doing this, doing that. And then they manage to get into a company. Now they're a trainee. They're doing well. They're doing this. They're doing that. And now they've actually gotten to a point of debut at 16. Are you not then going to say to them, no? Are you not going to say, yeah, I'm going to wait until you're either 19. And mind you, this is an industry where also certain idols, once they get to the age of 22, 23, they're deemed too old to debut. So then, or at least your chances are so much slimmer, then your dream is gone. That window is gone. And you've taken that away from your child. They don't want to do anything else. And also, let's remember how competitive South Korea is, where most options, from a video I watched before, most options that people aim for is to try to get into the tech companies. They try to get to Samsung or Hyundai or whatever. And most of getting into those companies, they actually do an exam, which is almost like going to uni. They study to get into those companies. But yeah, I need to read back on that again. But yeah, so imagine your child has done that, right? And you say no, and now they've gotten to like the age of 23, 24, and then they make the worst decision and just think life is not worth living anymore. And then your child is gone simply because you feel you know better. And once again, this goes back to my point of you really do not have autonomy over anyone else besides yourself. And we all want those freedoms for ourselves. So why do we take it away from children? In some ways, yeah, for the big things, you know, and we all know this as well. We tell children, if you touch that, you're going to burn. If you do this, you're going to have a stomachache. But they do it anyway because they need to learn for themselves. And maybe that's just the bigger message to humanity and parents as well. It's kind of like, really and truly, you are an advisor. You are not the controlling force. You are there to advise what the kid. These are your best options. Really, it's up to the parents, right? Raise your kid as well as you can, give them all the tools, then that way they can also enjoy those freedoms. And also there's a study that was done where, was it a study or was it a TikTok? Be honest, child. But they had it was an Instagram video of this mother with these toddlers who are fully autonomous. They're like two and they've learned to cook for themselves. I know it sounds like child labor, but walk with me here. They have learned to cook clean, and what they found is those kids manage their emotions a lot better. They are a lot more independent, obviously, but they also just have an emotional maturity and understanding that most kids who are then fed everything do not have. Obviously, they've not done a massive wide-scale study, so there's so many variables. They could have just gotten lucky with those kids. Maybe other kids would actually end up dying. Who knows? But there's something to be considered for. If you do give kids the autonomy, would the world be a better place in how they grow up to be and how they grow up to do with things as humans, as adults? We don't know, because we never give them the fucking chance. So, so in that essence, it's like you kind of have to accept the fact that you are not in control, because you taking away that decision from someone simply because you think you know what's best for them, you really don't know what repercussions that will bring in the future. You really are taking such a massive risk in doing that when you really don't know. So that's one of my other points that I think should definitely be considered. And probably a lot of people just haven't really considered at all. And especially, and going back to the training as well, like that training is not easy, right? If the kid really isn't serious about being a trainee, they will drop out. Like, no idol, but okay, I will say this though, the industry has changed a lot. A lot of idols now sometimes are training for just 3 or 6 months in the debut. So maybe they're not having to suffer enough conditioning because the dream is coming so quickly. I will say that actually on the other side, but for the majority, if we're going to look at the history, all the idols who debuted young, some of them have said they wish they hadn't, but let's be honest, they're saying now hindsight is 20/20. If they were to do it all again, they'll probably still do it because they don't know when their next chance would be. So when people say that, they're chatting shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. If anyone who goes, oh man, meanwhile, they're sitting on a yacht telling you this, going, ah, if I could go back, I will probably go to college and uni. And why? Who is going to believe you when you have the wealth and status that most of us are aspiring for? Who's gonna believe you? Let's be real. But anyway, all the ones who did debut young, not a single one of them thought, now that I've debuted, let me quit. Not a single one of them. Because if you've trained for 2-3 years, imagine 2-3 years of monthly evaluations, 2-3 years of being told you've gained weight, lose weight. You need to build up a bit. Your voice doesn't sound good. Your dancing is shit. You're now at the bottom. You know, you need to do this. Learn this language better. Fix this. That mental conditioning is also much better than what most adults have in general. So once again, you're being condescending and patronizing to kids who probably have gone through so much more rigorous training and so much mental challenges than most of you have had. Okay, I'll say most of us just to be nice, but I mean you lot that pearl clutch. So yes, so most of the times it's like, why are you dismissing the fact that they've put hours and years and so much time into becoming this thing? They clearly want it and they clearly have the strength to do it. Once they've done that, most of them probably have the fortitude to do to then deal with social media or whatever, to an extent, obviously. But yeah, I do know there's definitely some cases of idols who have felt like they did concepts that were way too mature for a young age. In recent times, Jungwon from ENHYPEN did mention this. I think he was 16 or maybe 15 or 16 when they did Fever, which is a fucking banger, by the way. But the thing about Fever, because when I watched it, it's, how do you describe it? Fever, I think it's a beautiful R&B song. And I would say the choreo wasn't suggestive or anything. They were fully closed. But I guess it had a sensual touch to it. I'll say that, which he says he wished he would have done it at an older age, which is a very fair thing to say. And in that sense, it's kind of like an idol's. I get why they would feel exploited in a sense, because it's like, you know, I wish we hadn't done it then. But once again, that Fever was one song out of all the other songs. All the other songs were still very kind of like age appropriate, I would say. And Fever wasn't a title track. It was a B-side that got a video, if I remember correctly. So in that sense, it's kind of like, are you going to write off your whole career as a minor because you did one video you didn't like? I'm not saying to him directly, but if that was you in his shoes, would you? And sadly, going back to the monster that we all work with in terms of capitalism in this world, we all have things that we deal with that are not ideal, but we have to do them anyway because we feel that's our best chance of survival. So a lot of these kids have definitely thought about, to an extent, because obviously you can only think so far, you're still a kid at the end of the day, but a lot of them have absolutely tried to consider X, Y, and Z, and they've heard all the stories. They've seen all the scene. How many of you lot have heard that, you know, if you go this place, like if you work here, the thing is bad, but you see the money saying, oh, £18 an hour. You're like, let me see if it's bad for myself. Most people, let's be real, like we definitely consider everything, but we still are going to do what we want to do. And I think if you really were to speak to Jungwon, he'll probably say, in the bigger scheme of things, I guess I would it's not great that I did it then. And it's okay. Also, guys, it's okay to have some regrets about decisions that you make. It doesn't then mean you should write off the whole experience. It's a natural part of whatever. It should then, it shouldn't then be used as a way to be like, yeah, see, no. Like, it doesn't mean the other. Oh my God. But yeah, I think that pretty much touches everything. I'll be so annoyed if I think of something that's bothered me with this topic that should be mentioned. But something else as well. Some of you, no, I don't say some of you, you lot, if it's you, you feel it. You lot who feel like, especially the lighter someone's skin is, you don't even know that you're doing it. You baby these people simply because they're Korean. And I'll use Cat's Eye as an example, which actually links into my next episode, which will be about Cat's Eye. There's palaver over Gnarly and Yoonche. So for people who don't know, Cat's Eye is a global group combined with, it was made in a collaboration with HYBE, which is one of the biggest labels in South Korea right now, and Geffen Records in America. They did a whole TV show, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into it too much because I'm going to do this again in a minute. Not me giving context when I said, I didn't say I would never give context. I said I wouldn't give some. But anyway, they have 6 members and they're all from different places. Lara Raj is Indian. Megan is half Chinese and white, I guess. I think Emanon is from Switzerland and she's Ghanaian and white or Danish. Yes. Or she's from Denmark. Those countries are confusing, man. I think she's Swiss. Yeah, because she speaks Swiss German. Sophia is Filipino. Daniela is she Mexican or Puerto Rican? Or Colombia? She's Hispanic. And you have, who am I left with? Yoonche is South Korean. That's everyone. Yes. So, right. So you can hear the ethnic makeup is quite varied, right? Let me remind you, Lara, let me just double check how old Lara is now, because I'm pretty sure Lara is 19. Lara is 19 years old. Yoonche is turning 18 in December. Now, when they debuted, and what I find interesting is like when Lara was 17, there was no palaver about anything, because mind you, they were still having kind of like this image. Yes, Gnarly was definitely OTT in terms of what it is, but how I think Lara presents herself, even the pictures she takes, she's quite mature. The makeup, she dresses very cunty, and she's done that since she was 17. She's been doing that, but there's silence. And even I would say if Gnarly had come out and Lara was 17, the focus would still be Yoonche. This focus is still on this person that you're infantilizing once again, and you're seeing as she's being corrupted by these. I was going to say something crazy, but you're seeing her as being tainted, and I find that crazy. So Gnarly was a video where there's a twerking move, yes. And what else was crazy about it? The outfits, I don't think people have much of an issue with the outfits. I think it was just one particular twerking move they found disturbing. And I was just like, have you guys met 17-year-olds? Have you met them? Have you met them? They're not 9. And really, how big of a difference does it make when she's turning 18 in December? Does something magical happen when she turns 18 that hasn't happened now when she's 17? Like, what are you really waiting for? And that was the first incident where I kind of thought, you lot are doing too much. Like, you lot are taking away her autonomy once again. And her members, especially in a group like that where they're very outspoken, her members would absolutely not want her to do something she's not comfortable with. They would definitely have that conversation. But you think you know better, apparently. So that situation really pissed me off, because they were speaking about Yoonche like she was 11, and it made me feel like you guys are doing this because she's a Korean member. You're seeing her, you're trying to protect her in a way that's really weird, because you're kind of insulting the other group members and thinking they would allow for her to take it for them, for the whatever, to take advantage of her. They would definitely, they're very outspoken. These are the same girls who did talk about trans girls in a song, and everyone in between, the non-binary girls, they accepted that song, and they are very pro-Palestine. Like, they're such outspoken girls. You think they will let Yunche get exploited right next to them and not say anything? That's an insult to them as well. Sometimes you don't know better. Sometimes just shut up and mind your business. So yeah, that was an incident. I was just like, okay, yeah, this is crazy. And once again, it goes back to the eureka moment I had this morning. Was like, how different are you from the structures and the things that you hate so much if you are imposing control over someone, over how you feel? Like, yes, you can have an opinion, but a lot of you really galvanize in a way that goes beyond having an opinion. Like, you want these opportunities taken away from people under the guise of, oh, I just want them to be safe. Okay, whilst they're being safe, what do you want them to do in the meantime? Because some people, that is their talent. Their talent is their talent. They can't control it. That's all they think about. That's all they want to do. What do you suggest for them to do in the meanwhile? Go to work and affect their mental health? Like, there's a bigger picture. That's why it's best to just mind your business and let people do what they want to do. Yeah. It feels good to have gone out of my chest. It really has got me. It feels good. Because, yeah, and also, in essence, focus on the content more than the age. And maybe also, some of you need to be honest about something. Maybe you're uncomfortable because a part of you, maybe you're perverts. I don't know. Like, I always find it weird when people go, oh my God, but they're so young. But I'm like, I can enjoy this because I'm not a pedophile. Maybe that's why I don't see an issue with it. I can look at this young talent and be like, your discipline is amazing, and still respect you as an equal and go, I can never do a quarter of the things you're doing, and I respect you for that, and I will support you in your dreams. Maybe because I'm not a pervert, I can do that. So maybe address why also it makes you uncomfortable. It's an ugly truth, but maybe face it. It could be something in there that makes you feel uncomfortable. Because I do get it. Some of them, it does look sensual, but it's like you're acting as well. It's like they're just performing the character. Don't take it for anything more than what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I've seen it. That's how I've never seen anything wrong with it. Because I'm like, these are young, talented people. And once again, in every other arena, it's accepted and you appreciate their talent and whatever. But with this, for some reason, it's not on. And, you know, in a Western example, one of the worst cases of being a child star is Justin Bieber. And I think we're seeing the repercussions of that and not being looked after. But once again, I think it goes to my main point as well, is it goes to the parents, if you can, how you are also instilling and advising your child about the realities of this will help them, because the machine is not going to be kind to them, but also they want the machine no matter what you do. So the best thing you can do is advise them how to operate life in that way. Because if you look at Beyonce is also a child star. And there are many examples of child star. Raven Simone, although she can be a bit funky, she survived the Disney machine. And that's because I think her dad was very instrumental in protecting her and advising her and whatever. And she started working when she was 2, I think, maybe even younger. Mary-Kay and Ashley, they stepped away, obviously, but they did say, I think they didn't have great memories with Full House, but did they stop working? Eventually, once they had their billions, they stopped working, you know. Would they really take away those years working as children to lose everything that they have now? Probably not, because now they have their dreams. So yeah, I think with some cases it's case by case basis. And for the kids who definitely had a stronger foundation and their parents protecting them in that system, they've thrived even into adulthood, even in that same system. Even if you look at Michael Jordan, when his mom, I don't know how old he was, he might have been an adult though, when his mom negotiated that he get royalties for the rest of his life for the shoe, and they only wanted to give him like a fee without royalties, and she stood her ground. The parent being protectors of these children, that's it. You cannot try and get a company to protect these children. The company wants to make money. It's naive to assume so. It's also naive to think we're going to wait until the machine changes. No. the best way to get this system into place is to safeguard your children. Really and truly, safeguard your children as best as you can in this environment until they're 18. And then they can hopefully by then will have enough experience to then do whatever. Because we hear, I feel like the bad stories are magnified. Meanwhile, the good stories of kids who have managed to work as children, do they kind of did what they did, which I probably think is probably the majority. But obviously, the bad things are more fun to hear and they're better gossip. So we hear more about that. But there are many kids out there who've had successful careers into adulthood and they've been just fine. Same with a lot of idols as well. There's so many of them who have done just fine. So maybe consider these things before you sit on a high horse and condemn minors for debuting, because they have dreams as well. The system is not going to change. And if you think they shouldn't debut minors or companies shouldn't give them opportunities to, what do you suggest a kid whose only talent is music and dance? What do you suggest they do in the meanwhile if they want to be a pop star? They don't want to do musical theater. They don't want to act in musical theater. They don't do none of that. They want to be a pop star. What do you suggest they do? And on that note, we'll leave it there. It's wild, because in this day and age as well, with TikTok and how accessible, how being an influencer is just so like glamorized and all these things, what kid wants to work in the conventional sense? Most people want stardom, they want fame, they want to be seen, because that's what we glamorize. So yeah, let's consider that before typing anything. I think maybe also some advice you could say, do you know what, this makes me uncomfortable, but it's not my choice. It's that simple. The same thing we say to the Republicans and all these anti-abortion people. If you don't like abortions, don't have one. Look at that. If you do not like gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. Look at that. Like, it really, I think it's all linked, how we impose things on each other. We just do it at different degrees. But literally, the podcast motto for today is mind your fucking business. Same to the person who was on my YouTube comments going, are you gay? Are you straight? And I said, why is that your business? Do you want to fuck me? Like, unless you're interested in me, I don't understand why you're asking. Like, it really makes a difference. And I've gone to check and they've not replied since. So I'm just like, you lot, man, you just type whatever. But anyway, thank you for listening. This was fun. I feel so much lighter getting off my chest. And I will see you next time. Bye.